Good evening, Grant Wilkin, ladies and gentlemen. We're at Lewis Cass Kings High School. We're going to talk to Coach Clayton Manning. Do you prefer Clayton or Clay?
And Clay's good with me.
Well, we'll call you in tonight. I got to mention, I studied you up back when you played for your dad. I believe your sophomore year, you were 10-1. Junior year, 10-2. Your senior year, 13-1. What a deal that had to be.
Yeah, we had a great stretch there, and I'd be lying if I said that wasn't part of my thinking when I came back here. I had a great experience with Cass football and trying to get back to that point.
That feels good. I got to mention, you went to Hanover College, graduated in 2010. You went to DePaul. You were assistant coach there. Was it O-line or D-line?
I did O-line and D-line at different times. O-line was the latest I did, and that's what I was doing right before I came here. Yep.
Right now, this year, you played two games. You haven't missed one. No big deal. You're 1-1. I tell you what, you're looking for the future, and I'm guessing you are the future now.
Yeah, I sure hope so. We've got a young team that's growing together and learning and had a great week one. And last week, we picked up an opponent spur of the moment, really good team in Delta, and I think it was worth playing. We didn't have a great showing on the scoreboard, but we took steps to become a better football team.
I said, well, I'm going to miss a few players here. 62, Drew Chambers. He's a junior, 6'6", 195. He goes both ways. He plays center and nose.
Yeah, heck of a player for us. We want him right behind the ball, both sides of the ball, and kid has really grown up in the last year. We like him a lot.
You got some tall guys. You got number 8, Ethan Llewellyn. He's a junior, 6'6". He'll go as a safety for you, along with LJ Phillips.
Yep, and LJ played quarterback for us on offense. We've got great height. We've got some good frames out here. Working to put some beef on him in the weight room. And those guys you mentioned are sophomores and juniors. I'm happy with where they are right now and trying to see if we can get up to varsity speed here.
You've got some sophomores in your backfield. Like I mentioned, LJ Hillis, you've already mentioned him, quarterback. Cooper Fry and Elijah Murphy, they are the future also.
Yeah, sophomores all over the field. Those guys are going to be special players. Yeah, I've told people every week the question is when. And, you know, maybe tonight is a breakout night for them. But they are tremendous kids and athletes, and I'm excited about their future.
So, okay, I'll catch you off tonight. Thank you very much. We'll do a good job.
All right, thanks a lot.
So we're going to walk up in the booth right now. Well, first we're going to talk to Coach Aaron Cole. We'll talk to him. I will also mention Coach Clayton Manning. I attended a wedding up here north of Kokomo. I attended a wedding, and Clay Manning's mom played the piano before the wedding, and his sister Megan sang to the piano. It was wonderful. It was Jeff and Krista Marchand. They have two young ones now. We're going to walk this direction, see if we can talk to Coach. We'll talk to Coach here for a minute. He's going to walk the other way. We'll talk to Coach Aaron Cole. Let's try to get this right page opened up here. And then we'll get that down and we'll flip the page here. We'll talk to Coach Aaron Cole if we get the moment. We'll see if he can talk to us. Hi, Coach Cole. Great to see you again. What a beautiful day.
We had this as a kind of a running joke in pregame. Maybe the first time I've ever been to Cass where the sun's been out. It's, we've been up here some different nights, some of the worst weather conditions we've ever been a part of. But, no, it is beautiful tonight. And, so hopefully we play as well as the weather is nice.
It is nice. No rain in the forecast. I'll mention, I studied you up a little bit with Lewis Cass. First time you played them in 2009, Cass got the win 15-0.
Yeah, that may have been the worst weather conditions. They were better than us that night anyway, but it may have been some of the worst weather conditions I've ever been a part of. About a 40-mile-an-hour wind, pouring down rain, hit us in the face for all four quarters. So, and they beat us 15-0, so it was not a good night.
No big deal. You're coming back to your second meeting with Lewis Cass. You played in the sectional. You beat them 30-13.
Yeah, I believe they had a nice ball club that year, and believe they we drew them in the first round of the sectional. I believe we had to go Lewis Cass, and then LTC, first two rounds of the sectional to win it on our way to Lucas Oil right here. So wasn't a great draw, but we performed pretty well.
That works good, and we're also making previous meetings. Tipton and Lewis Cass, 8 meetings. Tipton leads it 5-3.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy, to be honest, because we've only played 8 times. We were looking at the record book last week. We played Twin Lakes 24, which is over twice as far from here. So it doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but 2 very proud football programs, and sure it's going to be a great Hoosier Conference battle tonight.
17th year for you, Coach Cole. 2nd year for Clay Manning. Before that, it was Jeff Phillips. He did a good job. And then Scott Manning went 30 years before he went to Twin Lakes.
Again, very, very proud program. Scott Manning is a Hall of Fame coach. He's a Hall of Fame guy. He's a class act across the board. And, it's kind of refreshing to see, his son comes back and kind of takes his place and kind of reminds us of home. So, pretty cool.
And then we always said, my dad always told me, your best offense is a good defense. I'm not missing your linebackers. You got Drew Serving, you got Jogan London, Bryce Ketcherson, and you got Sam Ridgway. But not Sam tonight.
Not Sam tonight. So we've got Levi Burke is going to step in, a junior. So hopefully he's going to get the nod at outside linebacker. And we wouldn't have him in there if we weren't confident in his abilities. And I know he's really eager to play, and I'm excited to see him play.
Ben Cooler, passing and running game, share it both.
Vince has been playing at a very high level. Been making, to me, the most impressive thing. I mean, he's obviously got a lot of physical tools, 6'3", 230 pounds. He's been making really good decisions, not turning the ball over. And, if he does those things, doesn't turn the ball over, and we can come out and play good, strong defense, and then we're going to be tough to beat.
Last thing we'll talk about. Last year, as you mentioned, you had some good targets. You are developing some good targets with Nate Powell, Aiden Cole, and Drew Serving.
We've got we had a slew of wideouts last year, and Nate Powell's been an all-conference type kid for a year or two, and Aiden's finally he's getting his chance to show what he can do. So, we got a very proud history of wide receivers, and these guys take that seriously and are stepping in and doing a nice job this far.
Thank you very much. We'll walk this way. Tipton Blue Devils coach Aaron Cole speaking with us. They're introducing right now the fall sports for Lewis Cass. They're introducing them on the public address. Say what that public address is going to be pretty loud right where we're at, but we're okay with that. It's no big deal. We'll probably use them for a spotter. You'll probably hear me double talk when I hear them, and then we'll say what we need to say accordingly. And we're very thankful to have athletic directors that welcome us to their schools. Very caring. And I'm going to see if Scott Meering will talk to us just for a brief moment. Good to see you, Coach.
Good to be here. How you doing?
Very good. I said, when I talk to your son, he's a chip off the old block.
Well, he's a good boy. Hopefully he'll get things going here, and it's going to be a good game tonight.
That ought to be. We're going to do a good job. Thank you, sir. You have fun at Twin Lakes. I know Kit Adams is great.
Kit's probably one of the best bosses I've ever had. Awesome guy. Good school. It was an interesting place, and it was a good experience for me. But it's good to be back here.
I'm glad to have you back here. Thank you.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Appreciate it. That's Coach Scott Manning. Spent some time with us, not much, but he tells only the truth. He's back here where he grew up, where he went to high school, with the school system. Right here is Lucas Simeon. Right here at Cass, Lewis Cass High School. He graduated here, went to Manchester College. And we're going to work our way back up into the booth there, into the teaching, golf now, talking it over. We're going to walk this direction. Walk up to the best trust box. We'll be on top. We're going to have a roof over our head. I'm not going to need it tonight. No rain in the forecast for tonight's ball game. That's a good thing. That's what Cole mentioned. Seems like every year we show up here, it rains. But not tonight.
Failure.
About 79, 80 degrees for a high today. It's going to get down to 64 tonight. Tomorrow it's going to get up in the mid-80s. And then on Sunday, it's going to be in the 90s. We're walking our way back up into the press box. Pretty vertical ladder right here. But that's good. We'll get up there. We'll get a swig right here. Powerade. Let you know a little bit more about this ball game. So we'll let you know. Six and Blue Devils on the road tonight. They're here at Lewis Cass High School. Going to do battle. We'll mention a little bit about Six and Blue Devils. They have a school enrollment of 505. They're Class 2A, sectional 36. There are 8 in their sectional. They are Tipton, LaPel, Eastern, Frankston, Alexandria, Eastbrook, Elwood, and Blackford. Tipton High School, the principal is Rick Stilson. The athletic director is Corey Fernand. The athletic secretary is Danny Sullivan. We'll mention Tipton High School is located at 619 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. TiptonAthletics.com on the web. On Twitter, it's @BlueDevil_FB. They wear the colors blue and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference East Division. Tonight they have an East Division matchup with Lewis Cass. As mentioned in pregame, previous 8 meetings, Tipton and Lewis Cass, that's with Aaron Toll as the coach. 8 times they got together, Tipton won 5 of them. Lewis Cass has won 3 of them. Tipton currently is 3-0 overall. As mentioned, this is the first game of the East Division Hoosier Conference game. We'll mention the head coach is Aaron Toll. Aaron Toll is 122 wins, 64 losses. 17th year at Tipton High School. He graduated from Tipton High School in 1990. He graduated from Indiana University in 1995. The next game on the agenda for Tipton will be another away game next Friday night, the 17th. A 7-10 start. Tipton will travel to Lafayette Central Catholic. We'll mention a little bit about the Lewis Cass Kings. Lewis Cass Kings, school enrollment, 438. They're also Class 2A. They're in sectional 34. There are 8 in that sectional. In that sectional is Pioneer, LaVille, Rochester, Lewis Cass, Manchester, Delphi, Wabash, and Grayman. The principal is Barrett Bates. The athletic director is Greg Marchand. He's been athletic director for more than 20 years. He started out right here as a teacher. He had physical education. And I'll also mention back in the day, Greg Marchand was the offensive coordinator for their football team. And we'll mention the athletic secretary. That's Lindsay Kaufman. She was most instrumental for putting me in sports. We are thankful for each and every athletic secretary. They get the job done. We'll also mention right here at Owens Memorial Stadium, the surface is natural grass. It is beautiful. Wouldn't want to be tackled on anything other than natural grass. We'll mention Lewis Cass Kings High School is located at 6422 East State Road 218, Walton, Indiana, 46994. You can reach them on the web at fesc.k12.in.us. On the Twitter, you can reach them at Coach Mannering. That's at Coach Mannering, 2N. Well, you can also tweet them at Lewis Cass King. They wear the colors red, white, and navy. They do perform in the Hoosier Conference. There are 10 teams in the Hoosier Conference. In the East, there are 5. Presently, it's Tipton. Tipton has scored 117 points in 3 games. Hamilton Heights, second place, along with Lewis Cass, Northwestern, and Western. We'll mention in the West Division, we'll let you know it's West Lafayette. West Lafayette going against Lafayette Central Catholic tonight. That may be a good one. Also in second place is Central Catholic. Well, mission of West Lafayette, 126 points in 3 games. Central Catholic with 122. After that, it's been Salier, then Twin Lakes, then Benton Central. Going into the next game on the agenda, it's going to be Lewis at North Spectrum. That's next Friday night, the 17th, 7 p.m. start time. We'll also mention the head coach of Lewis Cascades. We spoke with him pregame. He started out the broadcast as Coach Clay Mannering. Clay Mannering went to high school right here at Lewis Cass. Graduated 2006. College he attended was Hanover, 2010. After that, he went to DePaul. He was a DePaul Tiger. Coaching staff, offensive line, defensive line. I'm sure he was quite good at wherever he was asked to participate. We got a PA right there. We got a microphone here. We're probably not going to outweigh the PA. I just got a text from my wife. She's listening on her computer, and she lets me know that the PA here is pretty loud, but we'll do the best we can. We'll also let you know a little bit about the Class 2A standing. This is after 3 weeks. There are 63 Class 2A teams here in the state of Indiana. I'll mention 10 of them, but I'll also let you know that the top 25 teams in Class 2A have not been beaten thus far this season. In first place, the one ranked is Kipton. Second is Paoli. Third is Pitcherville. Fourth is Eastbrook. Fifth is Southmark. Sixth is Eastside. Seventh is Evansville Modern Day. Number eight is LaPel. Number nine is North Posey. Number 10 is Linton Stockton. We'll set this down with our national anthem. That's our national anthem. Say what they hoisted up now halfway, and for good reason. That COVID still in our midst. But I will say, Dr. Fauci put out a Twitter. He said, when we get to 10,000 or less COVID units each day, then we're on our way out of the COVID system. That'd be a good thing. We'll ask my wife if she can hear this. Okay, we'll ask her for a sound check. While we're speaking right here during the ball game, she'll give us a reply here. And we'll talk a little bit about this ball game. We'll first let you know that the Atlanta New Earth Festival, took a pandemic hiatus in 2020, but it is back for 2021. Make your way there to the Earth Festival in Atlanta, Indiana. Be sure to set your calendar for the fourth weekend in September. This year's festival will be held on September 25th and 26. The total population of Atlanta, Indiana is approximately 750. But this little northern Hamilton County town sees between 70,000 and 100,000 visitors in 2 days. That's the annual Atlanta Earth Festival, more than 40 plus years strong and back in the saddle again. Downtown Atlanta, Indiana, they have unique arts, crafts, antiques, vintage decor, farmers market, kid zone, food, and live entertainment. No admission charge whatsoever. For information, you can dial 765-292-2626. If you want to reach them by on the web, it's atlantaindiana.com. And remember, it's 7th of September 25th and 26th coming up right around the corner. Make your way to the New Earth Festival in Atlanta, Indiana. My wife says sounds good so far. Heard the PA announcer a little bit, but we're going to have to deal with that. That's okay. She says, yes, sounds good. Tomorrow is 20 years since the 9-11. That's why the flag is at half staff. 9-11, what an atmosphere that created. Wish you well. Hope you didn't have any folks involved there, but that was a catastrophe. So we'll go and talk a little bit about the starting lineups in tonight's ballgame. We'll let you know first, for the Lewis Cass Kings, they're going to start offensively. Center position is going to be number 62. He's 6'6", 195. He's the center. That's Luke Chambers at left guard. 5'11", 173, that's Brett Hensley. He's a junior. He'll wear number 58. At right guard, 5'10", 179. He's also a junior. That's Eddie Prince. He'll wear number 51. At the left tackle, 6'1", 184. That's Aaron Carvey. He's a senior. He'll wear number 60. At the right tackle, 6'3", 295. That's Braden Clark. He'll wear number 75. At tight end, 5'9", 158, that's Luke Davis. He's also a senior. He'll wear number 12. At a halfback position, he'll wear number 32. He's a sophomore, 6'1", 178, that's Cooper Fry. At the right halfback position, 5'8", 172, also a sophomore, Elijah Martin. At the wide receiver position, 6'6", 174, that's Keaton Llewellyn. He is a junior class member, wears number 8. At the quarterback position, we'll see 6'5", 168 pounds, sophomore quarterback, L.J. Hillis. He'll wear number 11. In the backfield with the tailback position, we'll see number 30, 5'10", 161. He's a junior, Hayden McClain. We'll talk about the offensive lineup for the Gifted Blue Devils. Blue Devils will start like this. At the center position, 6'259. He's the center. He's a senior, number 64. At a guard position, he's 5'10", 190. He's a junior. That's Sam Klein. He'll wear number 54. At another guard position, 5'11", 204. That's Bryce Kesterson. He'll wear number 66. At tackle position, 6'4", 250. He's a senior. That's Skipper Barnett. Barnett is wearing number 65 at the other tackle position. 6'1", 220. Dylan Hill, he'll wear number 59. At a wide receiver, 6'4", 185. That's Nate Powell. He's a senior. Wears number 3. At another wide receiver position, 6'1", 170. That's Aiden Toll. He'll wear number 81. He's a senior. And not in the ballgame tonight is 6'7", 210. That's Sam Ridgway. He wears number 86. He's on his way back. Might take about 4 weeks to get back to playing shape. We'll see. At the quarterback position for the Blue Devils, he's a sophomore. That's Vince Hoover. 6'3", 228 pounds. As mentioned, he's a sophomore. Wears number 2. And I'll also mention, his grandpa, listening to the broadcast tonight. He's listening down there in Nashville, Tennessee. We're happy to have him. His name is Randy Hoover. He's more than welcome. We thank you, Randy Hoover, for listening in. We'll mention at the tailback position, the running back for Tipton. Where's number 87, 5'9", 170? That's Eli Carter. He is a junior class member. So we'll mention a little bit about what's going on tonight. First, we'll tell you last week in the Hoosier Conference, September 3rd, week number 3, cross-conference games last week. It was Delta 41, Lewis Cass 0, Hamilton Heights 26-21 over Rensselaer, at Rensselaer. Central Catholic 42-0 over Northwestern. Twin Lakes fell to Tipton last week, 42-7, that was at Tipton. And West Lafayette defeated Western at Western, 69-19. This week in the Hoosier Conference, Friday night, week 4, September 10th, all these games are in the conference, except one game is across conference. These are conference matchups in the East tonight, Northwestern at Hamilton Heights. Hamilton Heights celebrating a homecoming tonight. Tipton, another East Division team, they're at East Division. So tonight, Lewis Cass will make it in the West Division at Twin Lakes at Rensselaer tonight. They're also in the West Division. It's West Lafayette at Central Catholic. And the cross-conference game tonight, Western, is at Benton Central. We'll mention a little bit about the standings through 3 weeks. East Division, West Division. Tipton Blue Devils, they're at the top in the East. They're 3-0. Hamilton Heights, they're in second place at 2-1. Lewis Cass in third place at 1-1. Fourth position is Western Panthers. They're 1-2 on the season. Fifth position is Northwestern Tigers. They're 0-2 in the West Division. West Lafayette, they're at number 1. They're 3-0. Second position is Central Catholic. They're 2-1. Rensselaer in third position at 2-1. Twin Lakes at 1-2. And in the fifth position, Benton Central at 0-2. They're getting ready for a football game here. We're about 3 minutes away from 7 o'clock. We'll mention the Lewis Cass teams are huddled up closer to the scoreboard. They're saying some key words right there before they adjourn. They may be even saying a prayer right there. Why not? So their conversation right there. Tipton across the way. Captains are ready to walk out. The umpire is out there midfield. Nobody in a big hurry. No rain in the forecast tonight. Not going to rain, period. I know last time I was here, maybe it was 2 times ago, we went down to talk to the coaches, came back up, and all our notes have been spotted with rain. And I use these flare pens, and rain don't go good with flare pens. They smeared all up. We almost had to do the game without any notes. We did the best we could. The game got over. Somebody won. Somebody didn't win. No big deal. We're at Lewis Cass King High School. This is a beautiful campus. Just across the way, we're on the home side. We're on the top. We got a roof over our head. We're thankful. But across the way there, you see a beautiful baseball diamond. Lewis Cass King's logos in right center and left center. Their fence, over 400 feet to dead center. What a nice facility they have here at Lewis Cass. Got to mention, Greg Marchand always treats us kindly. We are so thankful for a gentleman such as him. They're talking over right now, talking to both sets of captains. Right now, standing to the north is Lewis Cass, and on the south side is Tipton. They're going to flip this coin. The umpire's got the coin in hand. And he flipped the coin, and it looks like, see what's going to happen here. Tipton won the toss. They'll decline, and they'll kick off because Lewis Cass wants to receive. So they'll stay where they were at. Lewis Cass will receive from the north and travel to the south. That's from our left to our right. And Tipton will kick from the south to the north. So everything's situated now, just as long as the proper team doesn't say they want to kick in the second half. That's a bad no-no. Because you only get one chance when they ask you. If you stay wrong, that's too bad. Learn that much from Nick Zachary. Nick Zachary, pretty elegant in football. If you ever saw him play, you would know what I'm talking about. Anthony's not helping us this year. That's okay. He helped us about 3 years tipping football. Right now, he's coaching at Westfield. He's walking up the ladder over there, and that's a good thing because he's worthy of being a good football coach. He couldn't get free in time to make it to all the Tipton away games. So we elected just to step back, and we'll go from there. So they're going to boost the ball away, set to kick off. Will be the Tipton Blue Devils. It's going to be Dakota Firm. He wears number 4. He'll boost the ball away. They're working right now. So they're going to boot it from the 40. You're going to set it right up there on the X, right in the middle of the field. They'll work that direction. So they're going to boot it away. Going to boot it away to Lewis Cash Kings. And we're getting ready for football right here at Lewis Cash Kings High School. A 6-yard drop for Berg. A little bit soccer style. Here's the whistle. Here's the boot. We're underway. End under him. Going to be a line drive shot taken at the 15. On the return, Lewis Cass got a hole out to the 35-yard line and across the 35. Pretty good return right there. Credit the return. Number 30, that's Hayden McClain. He's a junior, 5'10", 161. Gets Lewis Cass in pretty good field position, starting position. First possession of the ball game. Ball spotted, nosed up to the 36-yard line. Right there from the right hash. They're going to line up slot left. Wing right. Single man to backfield under center is going to be L.J. Hillis. He's a sophomore quarterback, 6'5". Pass play. The pass is going to be a backward pass. It's going to be a long handoff. You get a positive gain, you pick up 5. Slot pass right there from L.J. Hillis. Going to be a good pass play. They'll put a pass now right side. 32, Cooper Fry. Cooper Fry, another sophomore for Lewis Cass, 6'1", 178. They start that out with a backward pass, almost like the Nashville Miracle. But the Nashville Miracle, they said that was forward. I never did believe it. Still don't. So they'll work from under center once again. L.J. Hillis, see him in the back. Then we got wing motion. We're going to hit him wing motion. Jet sweep. He'll got to the 45-yard line. Neil first down. He could be about a yard shy. Yard shy on the play. Inside play right there. They work at number 24, Kate Ingram. He's a junior, 5'8", 134. Ball's nosed up, 45-yard line, third down 1. Ball gets inside the right hash. Under center once again is L.J. Hillis. They'll go double wing. Double halfback, single man in the backfield. They'll go split out wide right, short side of the field. Going to drop the throw. Going to see a pass play. Going to get rid of it. It's going to be a little bit tall. Incomplete. Pretty good pass rush right there from the right edge of Tipton. We're making that pass rush right there with number 11, Levi Burkett. Burkett, 6 foot, 190. Plays tight end on offense, outside linebacker. Pays dividends there. It's going to be 4th and 1. 4th and 1, Lewis Chad's going to go for it. Pass play on the last one. We'll look for a running play here. Going to be fullback right here tight. They'll go wing left, wing right. Split out wide left to go deep motion. They'll hand off. They'll get the first down. Stay on his feet across the 50. Ball carrier on the play. Number 30, Hayden McClain. He'll pick up plenty. He'll get 8 when he only needed 1. Ball's going to be spotted. Tipton territory. 48-yard line. Tackle on the play made by Nate Powell, number 11. Came up. Made the play from a safety position. So new set of downs, ball's in Tipton territory. 48-yard line, first possession of the ball game, clock moving, 10:07, first quarter. Wing left, wing right, single man in the back, they got a motion man, they're going to hand off. Jet sweep, he's going to pick up about 5. Credit the ball carrier, number 31, Wyatt Luce. Wyatt Luce, who's a sophomore, 5'11", 162. Going to get him a gain of 4. It's going to be 2nd down 6. And on the stop for Tipton, Drew Servies. Servies wears number 31. Servies lines up as a linebacker, outside linebacker. right side that time. They'll move their way up to the line of scrimmage. They're using the huddle to line it up from the left hash. Ball spotted at the 44-yard line of Tipton under center L.J. Hillis. He'll reverse out. He's going to hit it to the jet sweep. Trying to break the chain. Couldn't get the chain broken. Right there, getting a hand on him right there. Was 31 Sturges. Wouldn't let it go. Could be no gain. Tackle on the play made by Sturges. The ball carrier, number 32, Cooper Fry. He's a sophomore, 6'1", 178. They got some big guys. They've got some underclassmen. They've got a definite future right here in the near future for Lewis Cass Kings football. Not let alone basketball team. They got four guys above 6 foot. They got 6'6", 6'6", 6'4", and 6'3". They go deep motion. They'll hand off to the first back through. Blue Devils going to stop it to no gain. Might be a loss of one. Might be a loss of one on the play. It's going to bring us fourth down 7. Ball spotted at the 45-yard line of Tipton. Tipton on the season, other than the return touchdown for the kickoff return for a touchdown, that was in the second unit. Tipton, I do not believe, has let a team penetrate inside the 20, maybe 25-yard line in 3 games. Rolling right, going to be a pass by L.J. Hillis. Let's it go. Trying to get it, trying to keep his feet in bounds. Could be some good sportsmanship there. The target was number 8, Keaton Llewellyn. He's a junior. He falls through the surface. Ball goes incomplete. They help each other up, and that's good sportsmanship in the IHSAA. They like to see that. So Tipton will take over on downs. Clock stops at 8:02. About a 4-minute drive, pretty well done. Couple of first downs. Lewis Cass going to play defense now. Tipton, first and 10 on their own 45-yard line. They're going to line up trips right side, spit out wide left. Is Nate Powell. There goes the motion. Going to hand it off to Eli Carter. They go left side and go 3-hole. He'll be tackled after a gain of a couple. He digs and tags Eli Carter in on the stop right there. The nose man, that's Luke Chambers, wears number 62 for Lewis Cass. 6'6", 195. First tall young man. That reminds me, I went to a Colts game one time. Saw Tennessee there. Tennessee had some lanky, tall guys, and they were tall. But the lanky, tall guys just didn't get the job done that night against the Colts. Handoff. They face the handoff, he's going to keep the ball. That's Vince Hoover. Vince Hoover fakes the handoff to Eli Carter, takes it himself, takes it down to the Lewis Cass 35-yard line. First and 10, they'll spot it at the left hash. And Hoover getting into the run game early in the ball game. They're going to roll the clock. 7 minutes left here in the first quarter. Play clock moving 27 seconds. Blue Devils calling the huddle, calling the play in the huddle. They break in unison. They're going to line up in a shotgun. Vince Hoover. Split out wide left is Zane Goodrich. They got trips to the right. Split out right side. Take him in the back to Eli Carter. He'll get the handoff. He'll veer. He'll go right side. He'll go 6-0. He's loose. He built containment. He's going to make it inside the 20-yard line. Down to about the 17-yard line. Blue Devils are in the red zone on their first drive. Going to get a first down. They're going to spot that one. First and 10, clock moving, 6:20. They'll spot it at the 17-yard line of Lewis Cass. First and 10, balls at the right hash. Blue Devils break huddle. 25 seconds on the play clock, trips to the left. They just swap sides on this one. Split out wide right is Zane Goodrich. Shotgun, they're going to be off sides right there. Good hard count right here by Hoover. Going to be encroachment. Encroachment on Lewis Cass. Probably so. Vince Hoover working that hard count down the lot. Life. Rodgers for the Green Bay Packers. So they'll mark it at 5 yards and they'll get a first and 5. Line to gain is the 7-yard line. Probably change the play right there to bring the new play in. Takes them a little longer to call the play. They break huddle now. They're going to line up with slot left. Slot right. short side of the field, right side. Going to take the snap. Going to pick it back to Eli Carter. Eli Carter going to try to break the chain, and he does so. He's going to cut it back in. He's going to see the 5-yard line. It's going to be a first down, but there's a couple of flags on the field right there near the line of scrimmage. We'll see what the call is. They're going to sort this out. Five officials doing a good job. They almost are invisible. They're here because they need to be here. So they're going to talk this over. A couple of flags pretty much in the same vicinity. Talking it over right there. Umpire is going to let us know it's a holding violation. Holding penalty against Gibson. And they got an offensive, they got a defensive penalty also. It's going to be offsetting. Offsetting penalties. Doesn't matter what the magnitude of the either penalty is, they're offsetting. So they'll respot it right there at the certain corner of the 13, maybe 13 and a half yard line. First down, 5. They'll play the play again. So both of them offsetting. It's going to be first down, 5. Balls at the 18 yard line. Clock rolling. 5:24 left in the first quarter. Ball just inside the right hash marks. They're going to line up in a slot left, slot right. Shotgun formation for Hoover. In the backfield, going to empty out now in the flat. He'll get the pass thrown to him. That's Eli Carter. He'll get a first down to try to get to the end zone. They're going to spot him short of the goal line. He'll be about the 1-yard line. He likes to dive for that pylon. Couldn't quite get to it before going out of bounds. Right there on the Blue Devil sideline. So let's say he got out at the 3-yard line. First and goal, going to turn to second down goal. 5:05, clock moving. We're in the first quarter. We're at Lewis Cass King High School. East Division matchup in the Hoosier Conference. Shotgun formation, single man in the backfield. Going to hand off. Going to let him have it. That's Eli Carter. He's going to be stopped in the backfield. Going to be a loss on the play. He stopped at about the 4.5-yard line. We're going to see a third down play. On the way into the ball game, we're going to see Sutter Griffin. Going to give Eli Carter a bit of a break right here. Ball spotted at the 5-yard line. The dial it down says second down. Second down goal from the 5. So Meyer, second down 5, clock moving. 4:55 and counting. We're in the first quarter. Shotgun formation, Vince Hoover. Sutter Griffin going to get the handoff. Single man in the back. He's going to break loose. He's trying to get to Danny. Breaking pavement. He's going to be inside the 5. He'll be down right near the 3-yard line. It's going to be third down goal. Sutter Griffin gets his feet wet in tonight's ball game. Sophomore athlete. Averages 59 yards per game. We'll bring the play to the huddle. So adjourn in unison to a clap. They're keeping the line of scrimmage. 20 seconds left on the play clock. Game clock at 4:16. Under center is Hoover. Single man in the backfield is Eli Carter. Going to go forward on himself, on his own right there. Going to be spotted short of the goal line. About the 1-yard line, Dick Hoover. Quarterback sneak. Wasn't fooling anybody. Just followed up right behind the pass made right there by Nick Myers. It's going to be fourth and goal. Fourth and goal, shifting, going to go for it. You know they would. If they don't get it, that's pretty much no man's land for to turn the ball over to Lewis Cass. So here we go. Under center, might you see the same play. Split out wide left, wide right. He's going on his own. He breaks the plane. Touchdown. Touchdown, Tipton. Vince Hoover punches it in. Goes right behind Nick Myers. 6'3", 228. Vince Hoover. Scores the first touchdown in tonight's ball game. 6-0 contest. We're going to see the point after attempt by Nick Hughes. Nick Hughes going to line up and wears number 25. Holder, once again, is going to be number 81, Aiden Cole. He'll ask the ball. Good snap, good spot. Kick is up and kick is good. 7-0 contest. 3:36 left here at Lewis Cass. We're in the first quarter. Got some shadows right there on the field from behind us as the sun to the west. Kind of showing some shadows right there. Looks like some skyscrapers across the field right there as he goes the shadow of the press box. So get the Blue Devils score first. They're going to back up. They're going to kick off. Kick off right now. We'll mention. Started last night. The 2021 NFL Week 1 started last night. This year it's going to be a 17-game season. I guess maybe it's because tiebreakers would be much simpler, I guess. But last night it was Dallas at Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay eked one out, 31-29. I guess Dallas tried a long field goal there at the end. I guess it wouldn't go. That was an 8-20 contest last night. As the game goes along, we'll mention Sunday, September 12th, games coming up. We'll let you know there are 9 1 p.m. games on Sunday. There are 4 4:25 starting games, and that night, 8:20, Sunday night football. Sunday night football is going to be Chicago at the Rams. That's in Los Angeles. 8:20 start time in D.C. A lot of players jumping ship and going to another team. You'll have to keep your eyes peeled because it'll shock you where they're at now. So we're trying to kick off right now. Shifting. Here comes the approach from Ferb. Dakota Ferb. Line drive. End over their end. It's taken at the 14-yard line on the return. Just shot right there. Tackle made by Drew Serbys. I wouldn't want to get tackled by Serbys. Serbys pretty good hit. And they'll spot the ball right there at the 29-yard line. Lewis Cass will put it in play. L.J. Hillis has the play from the sideline.
46 yards.
Right there on the sideline, head coach is Clay Manning. Clay Manning, a 2006 graduate from right here at Lewis Cass High School. Across the way over there, Aaron Cole, 1990 graduate from Tipton High School. So they'll work that direction. There goes the handoff, right side. Todd Duquesne going to pick up a couple. Going to pick up a couple on the play. Pretty good job right there. They'll spot the ball. Second down, 8. Ball just inside the right hash. Liz Phillips back in the huddle. Clock moving, 3:08. First quarter, 7-0 contest. Tipton, first drive, put in the end zone on a 4th-and-1. That was Hoover diving it forward on the quarterback sneak. Line up in a shotgun. Single man in the backfield. Pass play, left side can be blocking, it'll be a bubble screen, and a good play there. Glad comes in, going to get out about a yard shy of the first down, they'll stop the clock, they'll sort this out, it's going to be a holding call, it's on spotting the flag, it's going to be a holding call against Lewis Cass. Illegal shift, 2 men moving at the same time. So they'll back that one up, they'll nullify the play. They'll back it from the 5. It'll be a 10-yard mark off. A spot it back to the 25-yard line. It'll be 2nd down, 15 for Lewis Cass. Clock stopped at 2:40. It'll restart here momentarily with the ball spotted. And they're going to mark off. There we go. They're going to mark off 15 yards. 15-yard penalty. Back to the 20. It's 2nd down, 20 for Lewis Cass. Clock moving, 2:35. Under center is L.J. Hill, a single man in the backfield. They got double wing. They'll go tight end. They'll go slot. Right side, they go deep motion. They're going to hand off to the fullback. They're going to keep himself. L.J. Hill is the ball carrier. We'll move forward to get out to the 22-yard line. Get a gain of 2. In on the tackle for the Tipton Blue Devils. Number 36, Brogan London. He's a senior, 6'170". And they'll spot the ball back at the right edge near the 22-yard line, still in Lewis Cass territory. Inside 2 minutes, first quarter clock moving. Play clock is at 30 seconds. They're resetting that a whole lot to the 40-second variety. That helps a lot of folks. Also saves some timeouts. So they'll work under center, L.J. Hillis. Calling out who he's going to block. That's Luke Chambers, the center. They go motion. Going to roll out left pass play, and L.J. Hillis completes it. Out to the 30, the 25, he'll go out to the 27. 27-yard line, the pass is caught by Cooper Fry, where's number 32. He's 6'1", 178. Stopping him. Going to keep him in bounds. Clock still moving. 117. They're going to stop the clock. Evidently, he may have got out of bounds. They may have called him getting out of bounds. They might want some more time on the clock. Not sure. He must have gotten out of bounds. Clock is stopped right now at 115. Sometimes that communication is just not quite there. Across the way, it's hard to tell if he went out of bounds or if he was digressing out of bounds. And they're going to go for this. Be a punt formation for Lewis Cass. Deep men for Tipton. Right side is Nate Powell. Left side is Eli Carter. They're going to take this snap about 14 feet deep. They'll work from there. So 14 feet deep, they'll take the snap. Wait for the go-ahead, wait for the whistle. Clock still stopped at 1:15. And we're waiting for an okay. Linebacker official backing up into his position. He's about 10 yards off the ball straight away behind the linebacker crew. They give the whistle and they're waiting for the snap. It'll be a 10-yard snap. It'll get a good snap. He'll boot it away. It'll be a short kick. It's going to be a floater. We've got to get out of the way. It's going to give a Lewis Cass bounce. Pretty good bounce here. Picked up another 7 or 8 yards on the bounce. They'll take it out to the 43-yard line. Tipton will put it in play right there. Blue Devils, 1st and 10. Clock stopped. They did put some more time back on the clock. The clock is now at 1:31. So evidently the play went out of bounds after the catch by Fry. They stopped the clock and they put it back on. 1:31, this clock will start on the snap after the change of possession. 1st and 10, Blue Devils, they've got trips to the right, short side of field, split out wide left is Nate Powell. They'll hand off. Single man to backfield. That's 87. Eli Carter is across midfield. Inside the 45, he's going to be tackled. They'll digress. They'll call him down. The forward motion. They're going to stop the clock. 1:21 where the clock stops. They actually had him stopped in the field of play. Back him up. That was they stopped the clock. So 1:21, they pick up a first down. It's going to be 1st and 10. Tipton calls at the 43-yard line of Lewis Cass. Play comes in via the legs of Vince Hoover, sophomore quarterback. They break huddled in unison. 15 seconds on the play clock. Game clock is still stopped at 1:21. Play went out of bounds. Shotgun formation. Split left, slot right. Dropping the throw. Going to roll right is Hoover. Going to run 1-2. Coming back to get the ball. Couldn't make the comeback. Came back to the quarterback. That's the way to do it. Nate Powell thought there was some early contact there. No flag on the play. But Nate Powell did exactly what you got to do. You got to come back to your quarterback. You can't wait on the ball and it's going to get picked off. They're going to jump the route and they'll be on their way. So pretty good play right there from Nate Powell. Pass goes incomplete. 1:14 on the game clock. Ball is nursed up to the 43-yard line at Lewis Cass. 2nd down 10. Slot right. They're going to go trips to the right as Goodrich gets into play. Split left is Nate Powell. Shotgun. Going to take the shotgun. Turned the wrong way. He's going to keep the ball himself. Vince Hoover. One turn the other way. Eli Carter was on the other side. He had it initially. Hoover had to run it himself. No gain. He gets back to the line of scrimmage. 3rd down 10. Looks like a passing down for the Blue Devils. Clock rolling inside 1 minute. 50 seconds left here in the first quarter. 7-0 contest. Tipton in front. Tipton to the line of scrimmage. Play clock at 18. We're going to line up slot right. Split left. We're going to call timeout. Timeout called. Coach Dustin Shearer going to talk it over with his offense. Coach Aaron Toll calls timeout. That's the first timeout here in the first half. Tipton has 2 left. Lewis Cass with all 3 remaining here before the first half. 39.6 seconds left. Here in the first quarter, Tipton on their 2nd drive. Ball spotted at the 43-yard line of Lewis Cass. It's 3rd down 10. both teams huddled on their respective sidelines. Plenty of folks in that huddle back in the day. Back when Justin Shear was a quarterback in high school, you could only have 11 players in this huddle with one coach. They changed that rule. They got tired of counting players, I'm sure. But there's a lot of folks right here in each huddle. Shifting back to the offensive huddle. Lewis Cass back to the line of scrimmage. Ball's going to be spotted 43-yard line. Third down, 10. Trips to the right. Short side of the field is Goodrich. Spit out wide left, single man in the backfield. Shotgun snap. They're going to hand it to Eli Carter. Eli Carter takes the handoff pretty late there. Vince Hoover opened up. The ball was available probably about a second and a half before Eli Carter takes the handoff. And they stop him the 2 yard loss on the play. Tipton, there's going to be a flag on the play. Might be a sideline infraction. Sideline warning against Tipton. That happens. Coaches can be within the sideline and 6 yards off of the sideline. They can occupy that space. The reason for the flag, it's a warning. You can't let it happen again. Because you've got a line judge that's running the boundary right here, and you don't want to trip and fall because the guy was out of place. That's why they call it. So it's just a warning right now. Second one will be enforced. Snap, they're going to put it out there. Eli Carter gets the boot into it. Going to be a fair catch. Lost the handle. As this corner ends, you can hear the horn here at Lewis Cass. They're going to spot it at the 15-yard line. Went to his knees, made the catch. That's number 11, L.J. Hillis. And they'll spot it at the 14. We'll take a break for the first quarter right here at Lewis Cass King High School. 7-0 advantage for Tipton. We'll go to the second quarter in a moment. We'll remind you, happening on Sunday, September 12th. First slate of NFL games that mean something. But this is a real McCoy. Philadelphia will be at Atlanta. That'll be a 1 p.m. game on Fox. Pittsburgh will be at Buffalo. 1 p.m. game on CBS. The New York Jets will be at Carolina, the Panthers. That'll be a 1 p.m. CBS start. Then it'll be the new shooting. The Minnesota Vikings will make their way to Cincinnati. 1 p.m. Fox start. Last time I was at that game, Minnesota at Cincinnati, it was 42-7. And that was Cincinnati won the game. That wasn't fun. We'll mention San Francisco at Detroit. That's a 1 p.m. Fox game. Jacksonville at Houston, 1 p.m. CBS broadcast. Seattle at Indianapolis. You knew that. Seattle at Indianapolis, 1 p.m. That'll be on Fox 59. Also, Arizona at Tennessee, 1 p.m. to CBS. L.A. Chargers at Washington, 1 p.m. on CBS. And we'll talk about the 425 games here in a little bit. 9-1 p.m. starts in the NFL on Sunday. 92 degrees right here in central Indiana. So we're going to play defense now. Blue Devils backed up against their near their goal line right there at the 14 at first and 10 for Lewis Cass. Reverse out. He'll hand off. They'll get a trap play. He's going to be caught right there by the front line of the Blue Devils. Ball carrier on the play. Right there for Lewis Cass. Number 30, Hayden McClain. Could be second down. Second down, 9. 1 yard gain on the play. Looking for the signal in for the play. A shoe tie there in the huddle of Lewis Cass. They signal the play in to L.J. Hillis. Sophomore quarterback. He's 6'5". We'll look for him on the basketball court. He'll line up under center, single man in the backfield. Double wing. Spit out wide right to wing left. Going to go in motion. He's going to roll right. Hillis, the pass play. Going to be a flag on the play. The pass is cut. Caught right there. Number 32, Cooper Fry makes the catch. He gets out to the 22-yard line, and we'll see what the flag is. It's going to be two men moving in the backfield. Two men moving during the snap. They're going to call that again on Lewis Cass. Guys, got to stay positioned. Got to stay still. The illegal shift, double movement right there. They'll back it up. They'll put it at the 10-yard line. Going to be second down once again. Second down 15. Clock rolling. 11:05 left here before halftime. The Greg Kettle. Ball's at the 10-yard line. The line to gain is the 25. Under center, L.J. Hill is going to wipe his hands on that cow. Slot right. Single man in the backfield, slot left. Pass play, left, right side. Gets to it in a hurry. Couldn't handle it. Low pass, couldn't bring it in. It's going to be incomplete. They'll reset right there. Third down, 15 for Lewis Cash. 10:45, clock stopped on the incompletion. Play comes in from the sideline. Going to bring that in with number 31, Wyatt Luce. Wyatt Luce, again, he's a sophomore. 5'11", 162. They have 11 on their rosters and are sophomores. They have 15 freshmen, 5 seniors, 8 juniors. That's Lewis Cash. They're going to line up in a shotgun. Single man in the backfield. Slot left. Going to roll left. L.J. Hill is looking for a target. Going to throw. It's going to be incompletely tossed. Going to be picked off right there. Number 3, Nate Powell. Nate Powell jumped the route. Soft toss right there near the sideline. Nate Powell at least got one put in as the official saw it. They're checking with him. Looks like Coach Mannering wanted to know, did he get both feet in? The call is yes. He may have gotten both in there. We're not going to have video. The play has been already accomplished, and it's been made. Tiffin gets the ball back on an interception by Nate Powell. Ball spotted at the 19-yard line of Lewis Cavs. Clock stop, 10:39, change of possession. He also went out of bounds. Splitting out wide right is Aiden Toll. Single man in the backfield is Eli Carter. They're going to whistle. The play, they're going to stop play right here. No flag. They're just going to stop play and sort something out. Tipton Blue Devils going to call a timeout once again. They've used two now in the quarter. They've used two in the first half. They'll have one more. If you've got them, you might as well use them. They do you no good taking them into the locker room at halftime. So they'll talk it over right there on their sideline. Lewis Cass going to get a drink, drink of water right there. They all get a break. 10:39 on the game clock. 7-0 contest. Tipton with a gift right here. 19-yard line after the interception by Nate Powell. Nate Powell has at least two on the season, maybe three. So Tipton comes in. They're on the side of the ball. They're going to huddle up there. They're ready to go. Whistle has not sounded. Equal time for timeouts, no matter who calls them. So Lewis Cass can make their way back to the defensive unit. 10:39 left. They're through the line of scrimmage. Live action right here at the 19-yard line of Lewis Cass. Tipton in a shotgun. Single man in the backfield is Eli Carter. Split wide right is Aiden Cole. Split wide left is Nate Powell. They're going to hand it in the backfield and give it to Eli Carter. They're ganging up on Carter. They know his M.O. They know he's the ball carrier. As my partner told me, he got 200 yards last week versus Twin Lakes. He's going to have to work to get those tonight because Lewis Cass is here to play. 10:18 on the game clock. Ball spotted at the 18-yard line. Second down, 9. Shotgun formation for Vancouver. Single man in the backfield is Eli Carter. They're dropped to throw. Pass play. Set down route to Eli Carter. They'll get one of his hands. He'll catch the ball. He'll be tackled right there. He won't get a first down. They'll be closer. It's going to be about third down and 2, maybe 3. So Ingram on the stop there for Lewis Cass. That's Cade Ingram. Where's number 24? He's a left cornerback. He makes the play on that one. So Tipton, to the line of scrimmage from the left tag. Split out wide left. Is Aiden Cole. Wide right is Nate Powell. Single man in the backfield, Eli Carter. Shotgun snap. Going to hand it to Carter. He's going to go in. Touchdown. 12 yards out. Didn't get touched by many. On his way, touchdown, Eli Carter. 9:26 on the game clock. Tipton going to send out their point after touchdown unit. Spotting the clock right there is Nick Hughes. Going to be the holder. Going to be Aiden Powell. Excuse me. Aiden Toll, the holder, once again. He's going to call for the football. About 3.5 yards deep. He spots it, kicks it. It's going to be a low elevation. It went right through the wickets. Point out the touchdown good for Nick Hughes. 14-0 contest. Tipton with a touchdown in each quarter thus far. Jake Tipton will kick off to Lewis Cass. We'll look for a good ball game. We'll mention a little bit about the Tipton Blue Devils. They have a roster of 50. 50 on their roster. They have 18 freshmen, 9 sophomores, 11 juniors, and 12 seniors. So 50 on their roster, 39 for Lewis Cass. What a beautiful night for football. Got a couple of birds thinking about landing on the field right there. One landed, here comes the second one. They even like the environment. They have not flown south as of yet. So, pretty good ball games in the works tonight. Northwestern is at Hamilton Heights for the Husky homecoming. Tipton at Lewis Cass right here. Tipton, excuse me, Twin Lakes at Rensselaer. West Lafayette at Central Catholic. Speaking of Central Catholic, Clark Barrett, his quarterback, tell you what, he's having a good aerial attack. Clark Barrett on the season, he's averaging, this is an average, 304.7 yards per game in the air for 6'5" Clark Barrett. His brother, Carson Barrett, went to Purdue last year as a freshman. He walked on the basketball team. I hope the best for him. I hope you will, too. They're going to boot it away, number 4, Dakota Ferg for Tipton. Going to line up with a 6-yard deep. Soccer style, wait for the whistle. There's the whistle. 9:26, second quarter clock. End under end, going to be taken at the 15. Clocker's out in front. He'll run left, right, and he'll get out to the 30-yard line. Ball was returned by number 24, Cade Ingram. 5'8", 134. Pretty good return right there for Lewis Cass. Ingram. So they'll spot it at the 32-yard line. 32-yard line, right hash. Lewis Cass going to put the ball in play right there. So change of possession. Clock start, will not start till the first snap of the offense. 9:21 left, 14-0 contest. Tipton in front. Going to line up in the 3-4. Tipton Blue Devils. Under center is LJ Hillis. Key motion. Going to hand off to the fullback. Going to get a positive gain out to the 36-yard line. Going to be a gain of about 4. Pretty good carry right there. So it'll be second down. They call it a gain of 4. Second down 6. And they'll work it right there from the 37-yard line. Second down, they're calling it 7 on the board, 6 on the sticks. They'll put it in play right there. They're getting their blocking assignments right there in the offensive line. And they'll go under center with LJ Hill, a sophomore quarterback. He's 6'5", 168, and he is our first man through. Blue Devils find him right there. They put up a wall. Blue Devils in on the stop with 65. Kipper Parnett in there to make a stop. It's going to be a positive game. Ball spotted at the 39. 39-yard line. It's going to be third down. They're calling it 4 on the board. So, defensive huddle. They call the play. And Drew Sturgis. Double check calling the huddle right there. It was 36. Brogan London. 3-man front. Under center. LJ Hillis. They need 3. Go deep motion. I should say motion. Going to be caught rare at the line of scrimmage. Might be a loss of 1. Blue Devils hit the hole in a hurry, almost like they knew where the play was going. Paul Carrier was number 30, Hayden McLean from Lewis Cass. He's 5'10", 161. They call it no gain. They'll respot it at the 39. Fourth down 3. Clock moving. 7:38 left. They're going to go for it. Calls at the 39-yard line of Lewis Cass. Under center is LJ Hillis. Motion. Going to be in the neutral zone. Going to give him a first down by penalty as the Blue Devils are drawn offside. We won't say who the name there, but he knows who he is. So they're going to mark the ball 5 yards forward. It's going to be a first down by penalty. And Lewis Cass has a first down in their pocket. First and 10. Ball spotted at the 44-yard line of Lewis Cass. 7:18 on the game clock. Play clock is at 12. Line of scrimmage right there. Lewis Cass King. Under center is L.J. Hillis. Motion. Left to right. He's going to roll right. Looking for a pass here. L.J. Hillis. He's going to tuck it away. He's going to get a Kazi Dane. He'll pick up 2, maybe 3. Got tackled in the field of play. Clock will remain running. That was L.J. Hillis. He pulled it down in a hurry. Saw some green grass. Giving him a gain of 3. Ball spotted at the 47-yard line. May Powell was over there to make the tackle. Also, 31, Drew Surtees. It's going to be 2nd down, 7. From the 47 for Lewis Cass. Ball still in Lewis Cass territory. Going to line up wing right, wing left. Split right, split left. Going to pitch it right, single man in the backfield. He's trying to break containment. Blue Devil's right there to hem him in. He might get a game. He might have broke even right there. Might have lost one on the play. The ball carrier was Hayden McLean. Where's number 30? They're going to spot the ball right here at the 47-yard line. Snows up to the 47. 3rd down, 7 for Lewis Cass. In the ball game for Lewis Cass. Going to bring the play in. That's 31. Wyatt Luce. They break huddle. See the line of scrimmage. Game clock is at 5:53. Play clock at 14. Going to trade eye right. They'll go tight end back right side. Slot deep motion. They're going to run the option. L.J. Hill is going to push it. Going to get a look at that first down. He's working to shoot it across the line of scrimmage. The flag comes in. Flag comes in. They'll stop the clock. He's going to pick up about 1 yard on the carry. Drew Surtees was there on the stop as he usually is. There'll be a flag against Tipton. They're going to get him a mark off right there where the flag's at. And Blue Devil's going to give them another first down by penalty. So I didn't see the first indication. He'll show us once again. White added umpire. The illegal substitution.
That'll be the kidding. So first down.
They'll mark it right there at the 37-yard line of Tipton. 1st and 10, Lewis Cass King. 5:26 clock moving. Play clock at 10 off the line of scrimmage. Lewis Cass under center. L.J. Hill is checking the line of scrimmage. Double halfback. Pass play. Straight back. They'll get a pass play. Cut. Tackle on the play. Going to be credited to number 3, Nate Powell. The reception right straight over the top. Number 31. Good play right there by Wyatt Luce. So they'll move the chains with the pass play right there. They'll pick up necessary yardage. Ball spotted at the 25-yard line of Tipton. 4:50, clock moving. We're in the 2nd quarter. 14-0 contest, Tipton in front. But Lewis Cass threatening right here on the plus side of the field. Under center, L.J. Hillis. He'll reverse out. Hand off first man through right there. The throwback. They get a positive gain. That's Hayden McLean. McLean to the 22, picks up 3 yards. It's going to be 2nd down, 7. Blue Devils right there making a stop. 4:20 on the game clock. Lewis Cass working with that 42nd game clock, just a play clock. That's quite an advantage compared to the 25. So they're going a lot with the 40. I've looked out there. I've not seen a 25-second clock yet. Not to say I haven't missed one. So under center, L.J. Hillis. They go deep motion on the wing. They'll hand off first man through. Near the 20-yard line, ball carrier for Lewis Cass, number 20, Elijah Martin. Elijah Martin, he's also a sophomore, 5'8", 172. So that's probably at the 20-yard line. They've reached the red zone of Tipton. Might be the furthest penetration on the Blue Devils this season with the scrimmage. So working it right there, 3:25, clock moving. They'll line up slot left, slot right, single man in the backfield, shotgun for L.J. Hillis. Maybe a pistol. Pass play. We get to come back right there. Caught by number 8. That's Keaton Llewellyn. the Wellington wide receiver, 6'6", 174, Drew Servies, gets the stop, set down route right there. It's going to be fourth down three. They're calling it two on the board. Got a fourth down three right here for Lewis Cash. Lewis Cash, a very good drive in the midst right here. Going to try to continue this drive with a fourth down play. They need three. Going to line up LJ Hillis. Going to set down right there. Fry. Going to hand off. They're going to get a first down. They went left side. They went right to three hole, beard it on out. Credit the run. Number 30, Hayden McLean. And Hayden McLean helps up a Blue Devil on the way back. So pretty good sportsmanship between both of these teams. They're playing the game because it is the game. So they're going to break huddle right there. Lewis Cass, ball spotted at the 12-yard line. First and 10, Kings at the center, LJ Hillis. Going to make sure Fry gets spotted right there. They're going to hand off first man through to the 10, maybe not quite to the 10-yard line. Ball carrier once again, number 30, Hayden McLean, right there on the stop. Credit stop number 36, in on the stop, Brogan McLean, and also in on the stop for Tipton. Right there, Giovanni Fuentes. So they'll go under center once again, just inside the left hash. They'll go wing left, wing right. Two in the backfield. Split wide right. Going to roll right. Pass play. Going to let it go. It's caught. Caught right there. He won't go down very easily. That's number 30, Hayden McLean. McLean makes the reception. Todd DeGain is going to bring up third down six. Clock moving at 1:16. Three timeouts, to my knowledge, left for Lewis Cass and Coach Clay Mannering. 1:06 on the game clock. Clock moving. 18 on the play clock. Third down six. Ball spotted near the 8-yard line. Under center, LJ Hillis. Motion. Left to right heel. Reset. They're going to call a timeout. Timeout, Lewis Cass. Lewis Cass had a developing play there. That's the motion. They elected to call a timeout. That's one. They've got two more. Tipton with one. So there's some scores you may hear. 53.1 seconds remaining before halftime. 14-0. Tipton in front. Lewis Cass on the doorstep of the Blue Devils. 53.1, first time out called by Lewis Cass King. Tipton has called two. So Tipton with one left here in the first half. Lewis Cass with two. So it's a third down play coming up. Third down six. That's what they have on the board. That sounds right. 14-0 ball game. Tipton has scored in each quarter. Lewis Cass trying to score right here in the second quarter before halftime. 53.1 seconds left. Maybe looking for a pass play here. Not sure. They call a run play. They may call another timeout. Third down six. They're already back to live action. They're going to line up in a pistol. That's 3 yards deep. Shotgun five. Pitch goes left. Try to break containment. Going to be caught from behind. That's Vancouver. Vancouver chased him down, made the tackle from behind. It's going to be a loss of yardage. They're going to say a loss of four, and it's going to be fourth down and nine. Fourth and nine, clock moving, 33 seconds. They've got two timeouts. It's kind of puzzling. So 11-yard line, left hash. They'll line up under center, 23 seconds left. They're going to stop play. Timeout tipped it. Tipton's going to spend their final timeout. They'll call it a third. They'll set up a brick wall there. It's a fourth down nine situation. Lewis Cass, in all likelihood, going to throw the ball. 21.2 seconds left before halftime. 14-0. Tipton in front. Lewis Cass on the doorstep at the 11-yard line of Tipton. So timeouts being taken right here. Tipton is out of timeouts for the first half. They've used their allotted three. Lewis Cash has used only one here in the first half. They've got two left in their back pocket. So 21.2 seconds. Whistle blows. They're going to ask both teams to come back to the line of scrimmage. Fourth down, nine. Public address does a fine job right here at Lewis Cass. A fine job. I also know that the webcasting is working down in the press box down there. That's Walton Webcasting. Got to meet that guy. I always have wanted to meet him and finally did. What a nice gentleman. Shotgun. Going to run from the shotgun here. Single man in the backfield. Slot right. Going to roll right is LJ Hillis. Looking for a target. Going to throw to him. He's going to catch it. He's going to be in the end zone. Let's double check. Pass is better incomplete. Flag on the play against the Kings. They'll probably they'll decline that. The catch was not made. Llewellyn was the target. Ball hits the surface, and Tipton will take over on downs. Tipton will have it first and 10 after they decline the holding penalty on Lewis Cass. 16.4 left. Tipton likely going to set on this, take a kneel down, go into the locker room, make adjustments along with Lewis Cass. You know them coaches on the sideline. They've been making notes, mental notes. They know what to say. You go to halftime, you get a good coaching staff. They come out and play a totally different game for the good side in the second half. So under center is Vancouver. He's going to take a kneel down. They're going to let the clock run out. 12 seconds. 10 seconds. So the Blue Devils going to elect to go in the locker room. Lewis Cass going to do the same. 4 seconds left. 2 seconds. It's going to whistle. And there's the whistle. Horn sounds right here at Lewis Cass. They're going to talk to Tipton, find out which way they want to kick in the second half. They'll work their way back in. We're going to hear some entertainment here while we're here. So we are thankful that you are listening, and we know that this is made possible by those who allow us to make this game possible on audiosportsonline.com. We hope you'll listen to our support sponsors.
When you think of water, think of Refuge Well Drilling. Pumps, sales, and service. Water conditioning, water softeners, iron filters, and trenching. Call them at 775-292-2315 or visit them on the web. Refuge Well Drilling.com. Mike and Nathan Refuge, Atlanta, Indiana. Licensed, insured, honest, dependable, and always professional. Serving our community for more than 30 years. Indiana Express Rental. When you find yourself looking for that dependable moving truck rental company, that high-quality choice isn't far away. Call Indiana Express Rental, South Edge of Noblesville, at 1708 South 8th Street. Simply call 317-773-4800. Again, that number, 317-773-4800. Up to 26-foot box trucks available. And a truck with a Tommy lift can sure come in handy. That's Indiana Express Rentals. Hours of operation, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. That's Indiana Express Rentals. Tipton Tribune. Read the Tipton County Tribune for coverage of Tipton County sports. In addition to the printed newspaper, the Tipton County Tribune is available online at www.elwoodpublishing.com. And be sure to like the Tipton County Tribune page on Facebook and follow at Michelle_Garman on Twitter for updates on area team in matches. PCM Auto, Arcadia, Indiana. If you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. We can be that good mechanic you're looking for. We do everything under the hood. Along with your new title, get now ATM Auto is under new ownership. Don't worry, same friendly faces and same quality work. Also, we now restore classic cars and trucks. Call us at 317-984-5283. Check us out on Facebook at AGM Auto LLC. Encompass Credit Union. When you want to feel comfortable with who and where you choose to care for yourself financially, we welcome you to let us at Encompass Credit Union. We'll care for each and every member and each and every financial need. Encompass Credit Union, we provide financial services, checking, savings, certificates, deposits, and home banking since 1958. We welcome each member as if they are our only member. We at Encompass Credit Union, we are community-minded just like you. Reach us by phone, 800-675-8852. On the World Wide Web, find us at EncompassCU.org. Blue Devil Boilermaker, a special thank you to a secret support sponsor for this season's gifted Blue Devils football team. This sponsor attended grades 10 through 12 in the Kenton school system, then went north to Lafayette, Indiana to get that Purdue Boilermaker agricultural degree. And while there at Purdue, he found his future wife. This couple is celebrating then, now, and forever. As we all know, the farming industry is without a doubt one of the most valuable assets that we as consumers can be thankful for. We thank this lifelong Blue Devil Boilermaker for caring enough to support the 2021 Kipton Blue Devils football team. Kipton Ace Hardware, the helpful place. Visit us at Ace Hardware. 844 East Jefferson Street, Clifton, Indiana. We're just east of McDonald's and right next to O'Reilly's Auto Parts. For all of your grill, hardware, home improvement, lawn and garden, paints, and tool needs, visit us in the store or they have curb pickup service too for your convenience. Also, you are welcome to visit us online at acehardware.com. Ace Hardware, very helpful and knowledgeable people, good variety is highly recommended. Ace, the helpful place. Dial us by phone, 765-675-6740. Doublefield Trophies. Shop us online at doublefieldtrophies.com or stop by if you only want to browse around 1720 South Penn Street, Noblesville, Indiana. Trophies, plaques, and awards. Fast turnaround, low prices, so you'll want to be a repeat customer. Doublefield Trophies, located at 1720 South Penn Street, Noblesville, Indiana. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Dial us by phone, 317-773-7391. Or online, it's doublefieldtrophies.com. 1-877 Tree Guy. For tree removal, call the real Tree Guy at 1-877-3-GUY. That's 1-877-3-GUY. Again, for tree removal, call 1-877-3-GUY. It's a real tree. you're enjoying a home-cooked meal. Remember, good food, good friends, and good times are not far away. No need to punt on fourth down when a convenient menu is calling your name. Bowl 32, a 3-2 front, located at 845 Westfield Road, Noblesville, Indiana, 46062. Bowl32.com or by phone 317-773-3381. Kids parties, bowling, laser tag, arcade, and more. Join a bowling league today. Time for everyone. Call us to the short spot. And now, Big Dog Pizza. Appetizers, salads, sandwiches, specialty pizzas, and desserts. Big Dog Pizza, now at Ball 32, at the west side of Nobleville. Reynolds Barn Equipment, 1955. Located at 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. Visit us on the web, RynoldsFarmEquipment.com. And now, Titan Bakery and Deli, located inside Reynolds Farm Equipment. Hours of operation for Reynolds, Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5 p.m. Saturday, 7:30 to 12 noon, and Sunday, Titan Bakery and Deli, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to noon. Join us for breakfast and or lunch. TitusBakery.com. Grab a hot coffee, eat a donut, or that hot breakfast, 2 bits or more. Stop in and visit Reynolds Farm Equipment inside the Titus Bakery and Deli. They're along US 51 in Northern Hamilton County. Remax Anew Realty. Are you looking for a real estate professional in Indiana? Visit Remax Anew Realty and connect with a real estate expert today. Remax Anew Realty in Clifton, Indiana is a premier real estate agency serving Clifton, Hamilton, Taft, Oakland, Howard, and surrounding counties since 2015. Sports are thankful for support in the Indianapolis media. Radio. The man saved by voice from the Indianapolis Colts is your listening to FootmanSports.com.
We're going to re-plug in headset. That's up. 1 moment, please. Okay, we're ready to play here. They're going to have the kickoff. They got a wild setup. They got a half moon around. They're going to onside kick. Let's see if it was touched first by Lewis Cass. Maybe not. They're going to talk this over. Onside kick in a huddle right there. They just travel the ball and went 9 yards. Went 9 yards, Blue Devils get the football. That was a pretty good effort. Pretty nice effort indeed for the onside kick. Kicker on that play, number 62, Luke Chambers, 6'6", 195. Kind of do the drug kick, dragging it along. It went 9 yards. It touched a player on Lewis Cass, made the ball dead. So Tipton takes over the 49-yard line of Lewis Cass. First down 10, they'll line up in a shotgun. Vince Hoover trips to the left, split out wide right, is Goodrich. Single man to backfield. Pass in the flat left side, double screen to Nate Powell. He'll dive forward. He'll get one. Blocking kind of shut down over there. Had to get it on his own. He got 1 yard. It's going to be second down 9. Ball moving. I should say the clock moving. 11:35. They're going to call that a gain of about a half a yard, or the length of a football. Second down, basically 10. Trips to the right. Spin out wide left, short side of the field. Shotgun. Single man in the backfield. Pass play. Forward pass. Going to go the other way. Double screen. Got it to Nate Powell. He's got a first down and more. He'll get the ball to the 35-yard line. So he'll pick up the first down there. Pass play to Nate Powell. Got a couple blockers out in front of him. So they move the sticks. 11 minutes left here in the third quarter. Ball spotted at the Lewis Cass 35-yard line at the right edge. So they'll break huddle right there. They'll hustle up to the line of scrimmage. Short side of field. Blue Devils have a slot receiver. The slot is Aiden Toll. Split out wide right is Nate Powell. Split wide left. Hand off up the middle. He's going to fake it. He's going to take himself. It's Hoover. He's got room. He's going to go with great containment. He's going to use a straight arm. Hoover looking for the end zone. Hoover found it. Found the end zone. 35-yard run for Vince Hoover. Talked about his running and his passing capability before the game with Coach Toll. And Coach Toll believes in him. So they're going to line up for the point after. 20-0. They're going to try the point after there. The holder is Aiden Toll. Kicker, once again, is Nick Hughes. Puts a good boot right through the uprights. Pretty good elevation that time. And the Blue Devils, 21. Lewis Cass looking to score. Last drive by Cass was very good. They moved the ball to the 9-yard line, if I do remember. Right before halftime, They needed to get a first down badly. They couldn't convert. They're in the red zone. Had to give the ball back to Tipton. Tipton took a kneel down with 16 seconds left in the first half. And both teams went into the locker room. They're back now. 10:26 on the game clock, third quarter. Blue Devils put it in from 35 yards out. 49-yard drive. Hoover with another touchdown. He got one in the first quarter. He dove it in. Couple of quarterback sneaks in succession. Got it done. Hoover with two scores in this ballgame. 10:26 left. We're in the third quarter. 21-0. Set to kick off for Tipton. It's going to be Dakota Berg. Both teams still in their respective huddles. I've talked with Ernie about this. They sure have some time between a score and a kick. That's a lot of time. I know we never got that much time, but that was about 35,000 years ago. But anyway, Ernie couldn't be with us tonight. He's a little bit under the weather. We'll see him next week when Put Me In Sports travels to Lafayette Central Catholic to go against the Knights. That ought to be fun. We've got permission to be in the press box. Athletic Director Tim Bordenay treats everyone special. Like he's the only one you're talking to. He's just a good man. There's the boot by Ferg. End under end. It's going to bounce. It'll be off the foot. He'll pick it up. He'll pick it up to 24, and that's where he'll be tackled. At the 24, now the 25-yard line. So ball scatters right there. Hits off a leg. Had to pick it up. So they'll put it in play right there. So in on the return there was Cooper Fry. Cooper Fry wears number 32. He's just a sophomore, 6'1", 178. Watch out. And they're going to kick the ball inadvertently. Inadvertently kicks the ball. They'll re-spot it. It was accidental. But sometimes the ref could have the authority to penalize the person that kicked the ball. He chooses not to in this case. Under center is L.J. Hillis. Tight end right, wing right. Going to reverse out, going to hand the ball off. First man through. Blue Devils right there to make the tackle.
Playing ball carrier.
Hayden McClain is the ball carrier. Tackle on the play. Credited to number 77, Chase Higgins. Chase Higgins, a junior. 6'1", 219. Chase Higgins makes a strong stop there on Lewis Cass. Ball spotted at the 26-yard line. Second down, 9. Clock moving, 9:50 left here in the third quarter. Blue Devils go up 21-0 with a score just recently, and they'll hand off this time. They'll try to get back to the line of scrimmage. Lewis Cass not able to gain yard. He's going to get called for no gain. They're going to spot at the 26 again. The ball carrier on the play with Hayden McClain. He's 5'10", 161. Hayden McClain lines up as the tailback. He moves right and left. Third down, 9. Clock moving, 9:15. We're in the third quarter at Lewis Cass King High School. They'll work it right there from the 26-yard line. Under center is sophomore quarterback L.J. Hillis. Hillis, 6'5", 168. He's going to roll left, looking to release the ball. Let it go to his back against the grain. It's intercepted. Intercepted by Tipton. They'll take it down to the 23-yard line. Double check here. Drew Service, number 31, picked up his second pick of the season. Going back against the grain is a tough task. And right there was demonstrated by L.J. Hillis. Brett Favre needed a long gainer, put him in the Super Bowl. He threw against the grain. It got picked off. They could have just tried a 52-yarder there, but no. They tried it for the first down and lost the ball. So, Tipton on offense. Shotgun formation, single man in the backfield. Eli Carter. They'll hand off to him. Carter is going to let you go the distance. He's going to go the distance. Touchdown. 23 yards out. Eli Carter puts another score on the board for Tipton. 27-0. Point after touchdown on the way. We're going to see Nick Hughes. Nick Hughes going to try to boost Hickman through. He's perfect so far. 3 out of 3. He's about trying to make it 4 for 4. Here comes a snap. Holder is Aiden Cole. Snaps good, holds good. The boot is through the uprights.
It is good.
4 for 4 for Nick Hughes. He's a soccer player. He's got a second job right here as a place kicker for the Blue Devils. 8:44 on the game clock. 28-0. Let's take a break once again. They'll talk to their units. So they're going to work right there. And Tipton going to boot in the wing to Lewis Cass. Lewis Cass King. And public address doing a fine job right here. And I will also mention what he said just a while ago while the halftime tape was playing. Tomorrow night, they're going to have an alumni baseball gathering right here, right across the field here. 6 o'clock, they're going to have home run derby. Now, these are former players for Coach Marchand. Coach Marchand, I'm not trying to get it precisely, but he's been the baseball coach since time began. I tell you what, he does a fine job. I like working games that he's associated with. He's a generous man. But anyway, they're going to have alumni meet over there. They're going to have the odd years playing against the even years. So if you want to make your way to Lewis Cass King High School tomorrow night, the baseball field, it's going to be a nice night for baseball. That's tomorrow night starting at 6 o'clock. And before the game, remember, I told you, center field over there is like 420 feet. That is a MLB dimension. So tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, show up right here, baseball, at Lewis Cass High School. Here comes the boot. It's going to be Dakota Ferg, end under end low kick, taking it 20. It's going to be a reverse. It's going to run a reverse right to the left. They go through the Blue Devils sideline. Blue Devils sniff that out. They make the tackle. They'll tackle him about the 34-yard line. Pretty good return. It got the job done. They'll start at the 34-yard line. Tackle on the play. Brogan London for Tipton. 34. Ball's marked right there at the right hash. 8:37. Change of possession. Clock will start on the snap. They'll line up under center. L.J. Hillis. Tailback behind him. They'll go slot left, slot right. There goes the motion. Near motion, they'll hand off. First man through. They get a positive game. Hayden McLean gets some positive yardage out to the 39-yard line. He'll pick up 5 on the play. It's going to be second down, 5. So shoe tie out on the surface. That's L.J. Hillis. Tell you what, I imagine he's a basketball player looking forward to seeing their basketball team. They got a 6'6", a 6'6", a 6'5", a 6'3". Looking forward to basketball. Put me in sports. We'll be doing basketball for the Tipton Blue Devils this winter. Handoff. Going to keep it himself. Push the right side. Tries to break containment. That's number 11, L.J. Hillis, the ball carrier. And on the stop, Burkett. Burkett makes a stop for Tipton. Going to be a loss of about 1. Third down, 6. Ball spotted at the 38-yard line, the right hash. They signal the play in. A break huddle in unison with a hand clap. They'll line up in a slot right, slot left. Single man in the backfield. Shotgun formation for L.J. Hillis. Where's number 11? Pass play. They'll let one go a little bit tall. Couldn't get it. Trying for that first down marker. If he caught it, that would have been a first down. Ball goes through the hands. Fourth down, 6. Kings likely in a punt formation out of this huddle. We'll see. 7:17 left. Ball's at the 38-yard line of Lewis Cass. They're going to line up on offense. It's going to be fourth down, 6.
Martin, punt formation.
Nope, they're in punt formation. Not very deep. About 8 yards deep. Tipton with a four-man front. Surgery's going to go after it. There's a snap. Couldn't get through his block. Going to be blocked anyway. Blocked by another. They'll go down with the football. They'll get the ball at the 26-yard line. That was not a very deep receive. I mean, that punter was only about 8 yards deep. You got to be at least 12 in a high school varsity game. Some teams are 15. We'll see 15 in the college ranks all the way up to the pros. We'll see a perfect spiral. And Matt Overton for the Colts, he did it the best. He's changed teams. Check him out. Matt Overton, NFL's long snapper. Shotgun formation, single man in the backfield is Eli Carter. Trips left, they're going to run the option play right side. Hoover flips it to Eli Carter, he's inside the 20, inside the 15. He's going to be down near the 13-yard line. They put the 40-second clock back up on the play clock. Regular clock, game clock is moving, 6:53. We're in the third quarter, it's 28-0. Tipton. At the Lewis Cass 14-yard line, balls at the right hash. Gibson puts it in the end zone, gets the extra point. This game will get over a little more quicker than it would have in a stop-and-go. We'll talk about that if that happens. 6:30 on the game clock. Clock moving in the backfield is Eli Carter. Split left is Goodrich. Split right is St. Powell. Going to fake it to Eli. Take it himself. A good stop right there. Hoover, the ball carrier. Gets stopped at the 14-yard line. Good play there by linebacker left side. We'll credit that play to Hayden McClain. Hayden McClain and Davis. Davis was in there also. Well done. Ball spotted again at the right edge. 14-yard line of Lewis Cass. Second down, 10. Tipton going to line up with a tight end left side. They're going to take Aiden Toll, split him out in the slot. They're going to split him out wide left. In the slot is Nate Powell. Sizzling in the backfield is Eli Carter. Shotgun, going to hand it to Carter. Breaks first tackle, breaks the second tackle. He's going to go to the goal line. He's going to score once again. 5:32 left in the third quarter. Eli Carter puts another one in the end zone. 14 yards out, touchdown. Eli Carter, they're going to line up for the point after touchdown. It's going to be Nick Hughes. Going to try the point after, looking for a perfect 5-for-5 in the ballgame. Wait for the short snap, there it is. There's a snap, Toll with the hold, the boot is up and good. That's going to make it a 35-point differential. After this next kickoff by the Blue Devils, the clock will run. It'll be a running clock. A 35 differential in score. Once it's achieved in the second half, the clock will run. It will only stop for timeouts and injuries and kickoffs, I do believe. We'll double check. But 5:31 left, they're going to start a running clock on the kickoff return. They will not start it until the offensive snap. And when the offensive snap happens, the clock will continually run, even on incompletions, pushes out of bounds, whatever the case. It'll only stop on injuries and timeouts. They just don't want to get a team injured, no sense in it, and they don't want a team to have to overexert. So we'll see if the second units can get in. If the second units get in and the clock, the scoreboard changes, and it's less than 35 differential, it makes no difference. The clock is going to continue to run because they've reached a 35-point differential in the second half. 35-point differential in the first half means nothing. It's still stop and go. So ball spotted at the 40-yard line, Tipton. They're going to boot it away. Dakota Ferg. Dakota Ferg going to let this one go. He's 6 yards deep, soccer style, 5:31 on the play on the game clock. We're in the third quarter, 35-0, Tipton in front. There's the whistle. Ferg puts the boot into it. In under in to start the clock. 15-yard line on the return. Got a flag on the play. Flag on the play. They're going to let the clock run. It's my mistake. The umpire says roll the clock. And they're going to spot the flag. It's going to be a holding penalty because you move the flag. Pretty easy to tell there. No, you're blocking below the waist. Blocking below the waist on Lewis Cass. on the return, so 5:02, 5:01 clock is moving. We're in the third quarter, 35-0, Tipton in front. So they'll pick the flag up. They'll spot it at the 31. They'll mark off the yardage. And that's going to be a 15-yard mark off, blocking below the waist. This game's rough enough, rather than hitting a guy lower than the knees. So 4:33, clock still moving. Lewis Cass takes over on offense. First and 10, ball's at the 16-yard line of Lewis Cass, under center L.J. Hillis. Two in the backfield. They got a wing left. You know, open up to the hole, take it to the first guy, run the option, looking for some blocking out front. Couldn't find any. Kept the ball himself, L.J. Hillis, right there to make the stop. In on the stop for Tipton, number 11, Levi Burkett. He's a junior, 6'1", 190. Going to lose 2 yards on the play. You're going to spot it back inside the 15-yard line, just barely. It's going to be second down, 12. 3:50, clock moving. Ball's at the left hash. Lewis Cass moving from my right to my left. They're going from the south to the north, away from the scoreboard. Going to reverse out, going to hand it to the first guy through. Going to get to the 19. Hayden McClain, the ball carrier. McClain, pretty stout young man. Works right there, Hayden McClain. He's 5'10", 161. They're going to spot the ball back at the 19. Third down, 7 for Lewis Cass. 3:12, clock moving. Running clock. They call it the mercy rule. That's kind of a harsh name. Running clock here in the second half. Going to open up and reverse out. Hand it off first guy through. Out to the 25-yard line. Not going to get enough. He's close. It'll be about a yard, maybe a yard and a half shy. It's going to be fourth down, and they need a little more than one. Looking for the signal. Getting the call. Clay Mannering calling the plays right there. Nice of him to meet with Putney in sports before the ball game. I see why he is a nice young man. I hope the best for him. He's a good one. Under center is L.J. Hillis. They'll work under center, single man in the backfield. They'll hand off to the sprint draw. They'll work it right there. The flag comes in. Late flag comes in. First down is achieved on the play. They're going to check the penalty here. They threw that flag in and they tried to spot it. Probably a holding. They're going to say two men moving.
Blindside block against the team.
I don't know. A blindside block is hard to tell. A blindside block means that the guy that hit the other guy didn't know the hit was coming. He's got to see you hitting him. I know back in junior high we had a play that was designed to hit him that way, but we were unaware of a blindside block. That's no kidding. That a blindside block is a dangerous play. Now mark off 10 if that's a blindside block. The guy you're blocking has to see you coming to hit him. If you don't think he's good, he can see you coming when you're going to hit him, then you better not hit him, because you'll get caught like Baker did. So they back the ball up. It's now 4:12. They're going to back up in a punt formation now. You're going to try to punt this ball from the 4-yard line. Calls for the snap. Gets it out of there. It's going to be caught at the 45 of Lewis Cass territory. It's caught by Aiden Cole. He was the lone receiver. He picked up the
30 yards on the punt.
Pass and a reception, and he got a return of about 12 yards. Ball's going to be spotted, and they call it 7. But they're going to be spotted right there at the 38-yard line. Ball spotted at the 38-yard line as Lewis Cass. Clock moving, 32 seconds left. Play clock is at 25. Play clock is not running. 25 seconds left. They could have actually just run this out. Play clock is not moving. Game clock is definitely lower than the play clock. Play clock isn't moving. Now to 20 seconds. Game clock's at 11. They don't have to snap this, but they will. Hoover, shotgun, call the cadence. Maybe they won't. Maybe they've been informed to let the clock run out. That's what they're going to do. So 1 second, there's the horn. So about 40 seconds, 45 seconds elapsed right there between plays. We'll go to the fourth quarter. The 35-0 contest, Tipton and Lewis Cass. Tipton, they'll switch the field. They'll invert the field. And Tipton will go from our right to our left. And we'll work right there. We'll remind you, SOS football camp. At Shibe O'Hara Shibe football camp. They are now in their 23rd season. If you are serious about improving as a football player, this is a camp you need to attend. Call them now or fill out our online registration form to get on your way. SOS says, see you on the field. That's Lance Shibe, Coach Lance Shibe. Say what, he's a 1989 Purdue Boilermaker. He graduated at Warren Central High School in 1985. He caught passes from Jeff George. I tell you what, Chris Carter of the Vikings even said he'd rather catch a pass from Jeff George than anyone else. You can contact Coach Lance Shibe on email. It's Coach Shibe, that's S-H-E-I-B, 81, at gmail.com. Again, that's Coach Shibe, 81, at gmail.com. For other info, reach them on the web at sosfootballcamp.com. So they're going to spend a timeout right there. Tipton's going to line it up 38-yard line. There's a left tag. Left tag, so go toward away from the scoreboard. They go from our right to our left. We're above the press box, and we have a great vantage point. We are thankful. Pass play. They've got the flag. Going to go deep with it. He's open all by himself. Going to be a touchdown. He's going to slow his way up. You better get in that end zone in a hurry. That could be dangerous. Aiden Cole, touchdown, 38-yard pass from Vancouver. Vancouver putting on an exhibition tonight for his grandpa, right there, Randy Hoover in Nashville, Tennessee. Thank you for listening. 11:27, clock is moving. We're in the fourth quarter. First play of fourth quarter, touchdown pass from Hoover to Aiden Toll. There's a spot, Toll, there's the boot. Just gets over the crossbar. That was the closest one, but it was good. You don't rate them, you just count them. So 42-0, Tipton in front of Lewis Cass. They'll take a break right now as the band. This band sounds marvelous. They're right below us to our left. And got to mention, this grass out here on this field, tremendous, tremendous grass. I was having a conversation with Coach Bud Wright a Thursday, yesterday, having a conversation with him, and he agrees that grass is much better to be tackled upon than this synthetic field turf. This synthetic field turf has its pluses, but to get tackled on it, you need those armbands. You need them things protecting your elbows, and you don't need those on grass. This is beautiful. I got 3-inch grass right here. I know Hamilton Heights keeps their grass at about 2 3/4 on their field. And it's just a wonderful way to play football. You can sprawl out. You can lay out to make a catch. And it's all good. You're not going to be hurting by any burns in that game. So they're going to boot the ball away. I know Tipton next week will be at Central Catholic. They have Bermuda grass. They planned that a few years ago. It is wonderful. They're going to boot the ball away. 11:14 on the game clock. They'll boot it. Dakota Ferg in under end. Going to be taken at the 13-yard line. On the return across the 30. 33-yard line. Pretty good return right there. For Lewis Cass. Credit that return to Cade Ingram. Where's number 24? He's 5'8". 134. Pretty good return, man. Drew Thurbies again on another stop. 10:48 clock moving. We're in the fourth quarter. So Lewis Cass going to line up right half. They got wing right, wing left. They got split right, short side of field. Single man in the backfield. Under center, L.J. Hill is going to hand up to the fullback. Flag on the play. Let's spot the ball at about the 39, maybe the 38-yard line. Ball carrier, number 30, Hayden McClain. They throw a flag. Flag is laying about the 34-yard line. It went straight up. It was not a holding penalty. It was pretty much right after the snap. We'll find out. Clock moving. 35-point mercy rule. They're going to let us know right here. The white-hatted individual, the umpire there, he's nice. He was very nice to us. Illegal substitution. Illegal substitution on Tipton. They're going to walk off the acreage of the mileage right there. 5 yards. They'll take it out to the 44-yard line. So that's close. Close to a first down. I don't know if they want to measure or take an eyeball. That might be interesting. First down and less than the length of a ball. They're going to call the first down. We're going to move the chains now. The 10-yard chains catch up, and here we go. First and 10. Lewis Cass, right half, 44-yard line. Under center is L.J. Hill. It's still hands off to the fullback. Reverse down, hand off. To the 45-yard line. He's across the 50. 45-yard line. Hayden McClain picks up another first down on a first down play. 9 minutes left. Clock moving. Fourth quarter. Lewis Cass puts the ball in Tipton territory at the 45-yard line. There's the right hash. Split out wide left. They got two halfbacks. They got a man in the backfield. He's got a three-point stance. Reversing out from under center is L.J. Dillon. Still hanging off to number 30. That's Hayden McClain. McClain picks up one. Going to be a gain of one. They'll have second down. 9. They're going to call it 2. They're going to call it 2nd-and-8 on the board. Clock moving. 8:27. We're in the fourth quarter. Well, Lewis Cass, King High School. Next week, the Blue Devils will travel to Lafayette Central Catholic. That'll be a 7 o'clock start. Under center, L.J. Hillis. To open up, hand off to McClain. He's got move. He's going to go. Could go to the end zone. He's going to be caught. Ball comes loose. Going to be picked up by Hamilton. By Tipton. Tipton makes the recovery. 28. Clark Rodepaul makes the recovery. So, John, that was a good drive. He was almost gone. Caught him from behind. Knocked the ball loose. Strip tackle. And the ball goes free, and it's picked up by Rodepaul of Tipton. And Tipton is going to go the other direction. That ball fumbled, and now it's replaced right there at the 8-yard line. Tipton, from the left hash, will have it 1st and 10. So, gone. So, Tipton going to break huddle. 1:15 on the game clock. I said 1:15 on the, 7:15 on the game clock. 10 seconds down on the play clock. A little shotgun. Vancouver. He'll take the handoff. He'll keep the ball himself. He'll be tackled. Be lost of yardage. He'll go down at the 11. Pretty good play right there. Credit a good play. That was Luke Davis. He's a senior. 5'9", 158. He knocked Hoover down in a heartbeat. Hoover, 6'3", 228. So loss on the play, and he's marked back at the 11. So it'll be 2nd down. They're calling it 12 on the board. 6:35 on the game clock. Play clock to 10. Blue Devils are at the line of scrimmage. They're going to go slot right, split left. Single man in the backfield, shotgun, Vince Hoover. They'll hand off. They go left to right. That's going to be Sutter Griffin. Sutter Griffin wears number 26. He's a sophomore. That's a good catch. He got a good yardage gainer right there. He'll pick up about 10. It's going to be 3rd and 2. They're calling it an 11-yard game. So it's going to be 3rd and less than 2. The Blue Devils up to the line of scrimmage. Middle of the field. Play clock to 19. Plenty of room. Shotgun formation. Slot left, split right. handoff, going to be caught right there at the line of scrimmage. He'll be pushed backwards. And the Lewis Cash King took the hurt on him. And it set her grip and goes down about a yard loss on the play. Called a 2 yard loss. It's going to be fourth down, about 3. So they send out their punting unit. We're going to see Eli Carter back to punt the football. He's going to stand near the 2 yard line. He's 12 yards deep. 5:14. Play clock is at 10. Trying to use some clock here. 5:08. Front line, they're not in their 3-point stance yet. Makes them feel pretty easy to stay up on that. And there's going to be timeout shifting on the play. There's using some clock there. 4:57 left. Clock will stop for a timeout. 42-0. Tipton in punt formation. We'll see if they come back in punt formation. Likely so. So, listen, this band right here, Lewis Cass High School, playing a little bit of old Chicago, as you can tell, possibly. They do a fine job. Sounds marvelous in the gym. 4:57 on the game clock. Got a new clock, brand new clock on the play clock. It's at 25. And we're at Lewis Cass King High School. And our game's happening tonight in the Hoosier Conference. Northwestern at Hamilton Heights. Tipton right here at Lewis Cass. Twin Lakes at Rensselaer. West Lafayette at Central Catholic. And Western is at Benton Central. That's where the Hoosier Conference is working tonight. They're going to roll the clock. Running clock happening here. Second half. Basketball snap, 14 yards deep. It hits the ground. He could be tackled, but he gets the punt away. Going to be a short, shallow punt. Going to bounce the Blue Devil direction. Blue Devils like that friendly roll. It's out to the 42, maybe the 43 of Tipton. So Lewis Cass going to take over in Tipton territory. 42-yard line. They'll line it up at the left half. Clock still moving, 4:22. On the game clock, Blue Devils send out their defense. They have some new guys out on defense. Try to get those names and numbers to you. Playing corner. Wide left side is number 8, Eli Carver. Ball is loose in the backfield. They lost a fumble of it. Tipton falls on it. Tipton going to get the ball back. It's going to be 1st and 10.
Adams under recovery.
So Tipton plays one play on defense and gets the ball back. And again, that ball falling on by number 60. That was Sam Klein. He's a junior, 5'10", 190. Tipton going to get the ball back at their own 44-yard line. Ball's in the middle of the field. We're going to see a new quarterback for the Blue Devils. We've seen him before. Number 10, Landon Spidle. Spidle's a freshman. He's 6'2", 165. Who wouldn't have liked to have been that size as a freshman? Oh, I would have. Shotgun formation. Slot right, split left, single man in the backfield. Call the cadence. Landon Spidle. He lost the handle. Ball's loose. Belongs to somebody. Looks like Lewis Cass King's going to get the ball back. So immediate turnovers back and forth. And Lewis Cass going to end up about where they had their first possession for 1st and 10 last time. So 2:48 on the game clock. They're spotted at the 42. 1st and 10. We're going to see LJ Hillis under center. Split out wide right. Going to have a double halfback situation. Single man in the backfield. Goes near motion. Inside handoff. They get it to Hayden McClain. McClain's going to have a 1st down.
McClain the ball carrier.
They'll move the chains. The ball's going to be moved to the 29-yard line. 2:18 on the game clock. Clock is moving. Umpire rolling his arm once again to keep it moving. Under center once again is L.J. Hillis, sophomore quarterback. Near motion, going to roll right. L.J.'s looking to release it. He's going to grasp it. He's going to grasp it right there. He'd be doing that to stop the clock if the clock was still stopping Joe. That's a good play by L.J. Hill. If he was running out of real estate, rolling right, he gets a pat on the backside from head coach Clay Mannering. So they'll work back to the line of scrimmage. 1:40 left. We're in the fourth quarter. 42-0. Tipton in front. Lewis Cass in Tipton territory. That's there at 29. A handoff once again. He's going to pick up a couple. Hayden McLean gets the call once again. Clock moving, 1:22, fourth quarter. They'll spot it at the 27-yard line, just inside the right hash. They're split out wide left. They got a double halfback situation. They'll go tied in. He's covered up on the left side. Can't throw to him. They'll run the ball. Left side, ball carrier. Lewis Cass, pretty good run there. Close to a first down. Close to a first down. They'll spot it to 21. It's going to bring up fourth down. They're going to need a couple to move the chains. Game clock inside a minute. It's at 45 seconds. Lewis Cash trying to get this first down. They'll line up with a double wing. Split wide right, single man in the back. Go deep motion. They'll hand it off to the fullback. He's going to be stopped behind the line of scrimmage. Tackle of the play. Hussey was right there. Freshman athlete takes the tackle. Caught in the backfield. 23 seconds, clock moving. We'll see if Lewis Cass can get another play off. Well, I'll tell you why it's going to be Tipton Blue Devils change of possession as a fourth down play. And Tipton's going to elect to let the clock run out. So we thank you for listening. We thank the hospitality we've received all week from Lewis Cass Kings, their football program. We are thankful. We wish the best for Clay Mannering. Clay Mannering and the Lewis Cass Kings next Friday night will be at Northwestern. That'll be Friday the 17th. That'll be a 7 p.m. start. The Tipton Blue Devils will travel to Lafayette Central Catholic next Friday night. That'll be a 7 o'clock start time. We hope that you can tune in. If you can't tune in, please be there. It's a wonderful place to be. And we thank you for listening. We thank my wife back home for sound check. And we do appreciate you listening to Put Me in Sports. And remember, no matter if you're home or away, if you're teaching or doing the learning, don't let him go. Just keep the fire burning.